On the second day of the season, Zach Lance intercepted a boat at his inspection station that had full-grown mussels caked to the back of it, the kind of mussels that could devastate the lake's ecosystem.
We collect those as evidence. The state comes out and inspects the boat. We end up quarantining it if necessary.
Not all inspections at the station here at North Star are that dramatic. A long black motorboat from Modesto doesn't appear to have the same issue. But like every boat that enters the lake, it still needs to be decontaminated. Right now, Lance and his crew are scrambling around the boat with hoses and vacuums.
So basically, we flush all the raw water systems on the boat with hot water. 140 degree water will kill anything in about 10 seconds.
Quagga mussels are one of the biggest threats to Tahoe. So far, there's no evidence that any have hitched a ride, but Asian clams and some warm water fish have made it into the lake. With quagga mussels, the tricky thing is that even a puddle of water in the hull of a boat could be harboring them.
When they're in their smallest form, they're microscopic, and we're not going to get out a microscope on every boat.
Lance says it's been a busy start to the season. Just earlier in the day, there was a line of boats all the way to the end of the parking lot. He suspects business will pick up even more into July because of the drought. So many other lakes in California, like Folsom, don't have enough water, and that could drive more business to Tahoe. Nicole Cartwright, who's with the Tahoe Resource Conservation District, says it's hard to know exactly how an invasive species could affect the lake, but it's most certainly not beneficial.
Quagga mussels are filter feeders, and so they take out a lot of the lower level of the food chain, so a lot of those microorganisms that are feeding our smaller fish, and so we could see a pretty big effect in our native fish populations.
A mussel can live anywhere from 5 to 30 days out of water and up to 60 days in a moist environment. And for that reason, any boat that enters the lake must be mussel-free. Will Stone, Reno Public Radio News.